Good morning. My name is Adeze Gosemi Boyin, and it's really a privilege and honor to be a part of your worship today. You are a wonderful group of people. I thank Deborah for giving me this opportunity, and I thank you for accepting to have me today. Today, we are going to look at Exodus chapter 4, and we'll read verse 1 to 5. We're just talking about the story of Moses and how the Lord sent him to redeem, to liberate, to free his people from Egypt after he saw them suffering. And he sent Moses, he says, go, see Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. A very daunting task, isn't it? Yes. So we'll read from chapter 4, and we'll read verse 1 to 5. Moses answered, what if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord did not appear to you? Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? A staff, Moses replied. The Lord said, throw it on the ground. And Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, has appeared to you. I'm going to tell you my story and my journey. I came here as a student with my two toddler children, 2 and 4 years old. And I came for my master's. It was not easy. But I met a family of God in Wellington Church. And there, my life started a new story. And I started serving with International Club. Then later on, I joined also and started serving in the crypt. And it continued. And it's beautiful. They supported me. They made me and my children a family. A stranger in a foreign land made a family. And from there, the Lord called me again. And that was how I went to Kilomont Parish Church. And there I became the family pastor, which I am still doing currently. And then another journey started. I was accepted as a candidate for the full-time Warden Sacrament for the Church of Scotland in this very challenging time, very uncertain time. When I started my discernment last year, there was certainty, well, to a certain level, at least what we call certainty. But all of a sudden, it changed. Even the assessment was done online, and I'm not very good with technology. So yes, I was worried. I became anxious. I started thinking, can I do it? No, I can't. I can't do this. This is more than I am now. Would I be able to touch the people of the Lord? Would I be able to affect them positively? Would I be able to work with the new technologies that are coming up? Would people understand my accent? Would I give the things that I needed to lead the Lord's people? But in the process, the Lord has spoken to me in different ways. He reminded me, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. And that is what I'm saying to you, the good people of Whitehead, because you are also on a journey. You're coming from all that you've had for years, and things have changed and changed, and you're growing and you're moving into something new. And you're praying and asking God for direction. You're praying and saying, where do we go from here? Who are you sending to us? He sent Moses. Would you know the Moses when he comes? Would you believe the Moses when he comes? And you, each and every one of you, are Moses also that the Lord is sending to uphold his people, to encourage his people, to uplift his people, to care for his people, most importantly, to love his people. And the Lord is asking you, what's that you have in your hands? Are you the worship leader? Are you worshiping? Are you praising? Are you that prayer warrior? Are you interceding? Intercession. Powerful. What's that you have in your hand? If you lose it, I'm willing to use it. That's what the Lord says. And that's what this, the musician that sang the song. What's that you have in your hands? I can use it if you're willing to lose it. That's what the Lord said. When we have a work to do and that task seems so big, bigger than we are, that's when the Lord steps in. And that's what I realize. When you know in your heart that God's command, well, I know, yes, that the Lord has called me to go and serve him through his people, the Church of Scotland and the world. But I know it's daunting, as it is for Moses, to see Pharaoh and tell him to let his people, that my God said, let my people go. Pharaoh, the slave driver. And Moses didn't live in good times when he left the palace himself. But the Lord knew that he was going to do something with what Moses has in his hands if he was willing to lose it. When it takes more than a man can do, that's when God steps in. He sees us at that point of our need. He sees us at the point of crossing our Red Sea. So you are crossing your Red Sea now. God is saying, what's that you have in your hands? Are you willing to lose it so I can use it? When they're about to take your children away from you and all you have is that oil in the jar, are you willing to lose it? When you're that little boy with his lunch of fish and bread, are you willing to lose it so the Lord can use it and multiplies it? And that is what I'm learning. That my weaknesses, my fear, my strength, my experience, the skills that he has taught me while working as a sales manager in Gatel International for 10 years, those are all the things that I have in my hand that the Lord will use in this journey. What do you all, as sisters and brothers in Christ in Whitehenge, what do you have in your hands? Where's that staff? Where's that wooden staff that the Lord will transform? Where is it? Are you willing to lose it? That oil in the jar, the woman lost it. She brought it. She didn't say, no, why would I start pouring it? No, she did. She said, okay. And she did. And it exploded into jars. That same staff parted the Red Sea. Water. What didn't that staff do? Let it not take that which we have in our hands and bless it. Let him break it and give it back to us. He will multiply it when he gives it back to us. He is El Shaddai. He's our provider. He's our giver. I know that with COVID, COVID-19, the pandemic, and all that it has brought, things have changed. Things are no longer the way it used to be. My placement will be different. Schooling will be different. A lot of things will be done online. And I'm not someone that is really, really good with online study. But I'm going to work with it. And you, the same thing. This is a time of change. It's not the right thing you had in mind before the pandemic that is going to be the new right thing. As you're working to get a new shepherd, you are going to put all that into consideration. So, are you willing to give God that which you have in your hands as a family of God so that He will use it to bring about and family needs to serve Him, to disciple within and without, to share the good news? That is what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to having a time with God and giving Him that which I have in my hands, that He will be able to uplift me, propel me to go on and serve Him. That is it. And I pray that each and every one of you will remember to lose that you have in your hands, that the Lord will bless the family of God and enrich you and uplift you. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father Lord, we thank You because You made us wonderfully and fearfully. Give us the grace, O Lord, to learn to give You what we are holding on to. To know that it's not doing much good in its present condition unless given to You, so that You can infuse it with Your supernatural power of change. Continue, Lord, to give us more insight to awaken Your church, not to worry about the current circumstances and changes, rather to trust what You are and what You have, and so we can give what we have in our hands, so You, O Lord, can use it for our benefit and to Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.